May 10, Source of Wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. Psalm 111:10. It is a great thing to be wise toward God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This is heart education and is of more importance than the education gained merely from books. It is well and essential to obtain a knowledge of the world in which we live, but if we leave eternity out of our reckoning, we shall make a failure from which we can never recover. It will be as the knowledge gained by eating the fruit of the forbidden tree. What can the most learned in book lore know aright without a knowledge of the Word of God? Without the education found in the Bible, how shall we reach the next world, where we shall enter the presence of God and see His face? Nothing of this world's wisdom, the knowledge gained from books, presents a true and sure foundation upon which we can build for eternity. Nothing but the bread that comes down from heaven satisfies spiritual hunger. For the bread of God is He that cometh down from the heaven and giveth life unto the world. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:33 and 63. As we eat the words of Christ, we are eating the bread of life, which gives spiritual vitality. The word of the only true God is infallible. Infinite wisdom, holiness, power, and love are blended in pointing us to the standard by which God measures character. God's word so plainly defines the laws of His kingdom that none need to walk in darkness. His law is the transcript of His character. It is the standard that all must reach if they would enter the kingdom of God. No one need walk in uncertainty. The law of God is not abolished. It will live through the eternal ages. By Christ's death it was magnified and sin was exposed in its true light. What a salvation is revealed in the covenant by which God promised to be our Father, His only begotten Son, our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, Counselor, and Sanctifier. Upon no lower ground than this is it safe for us to place our feet.